From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's show, original poetry by higher achievement scholars, and high school students talking about Pittsburgh, the things that they love about the city, the ways they see it changing, and their own recommendations on how Pittsburgh should change. First, Pittsburgh Public High School students Aaliyah, Jordan, Andaya, and Shania talk about the changes to housing in East Liberty.
When I was interning at the Kelly Strohan Theater, I attended a meeting with the new Ace Hotel that is located right in the old YMCA building. I bring this up because the director had a good point of why they are opening the hotel. They stated that you cannot keep tearing down businesses, homes, and apartments, yet have people who do not have a place to make income to afford those places. I thought that was very important because you are tearing down schools and people's homes where they have lived for years just to build new luxury apartments, but yet where are these people going to be able to go? Are you guys providing money for these people to find new housing? Are they having enough time to even get new housing? Are you telling them you have a month to move or you have a year notice? And they've even knocked down Alley School, Obama. They had to relocate a new building. I thought that was really interesting and sad. There's a new bakery square, all the businesses. It's not bad what they're doing, but just the people that they're relocating is strictly like lower income people. So I thought that was really different to witness.
Even though we can say these are improvements to our city, of course we all want improvements to our city. Who are they improvements for? Certainly not the people that were already living there. I guess I can be blatant about it. Where are all these black and brown families going? Like, where are they being forced to? Once again, they're being forced to different areas where they can't even afford to come back into the city and get jobs. Nobody wants to hire them. Like, what is happening to all of these families? It's not even just a matter of like looking pretty. I was walking past my ex-boyfriend's house and he used to have boards on his windows, and yeah, now it's beautiful. It was in Larimer. Now it's beautiful and there's all kinds of apartments and houses near there, but it doesn't even look the same. I'm looking around and where are the people that invested all their time and money into this neighborhood? Where is he at right now? I have no idea, and not because of like relationship wise, but just in general, where did his family go? I have no idea. And you see that more and more now. It's like a disease. It's kind of just spreading out further and further into East Liberty, further and further into Homewood. The further you go, the more you start to see it fade, but it's coming.
The developments are happening.
It's definitely coming.
It's happening like on my block right around where my house is, my house in the center. Put a big square around that. On every single block, there's about three houses being redone. And it's not like they're redoing them to fit the cost of the neighborhood. They're not $100,000, maybe $300,000. Those things are $800,000, $500,000. Mm-hmm. They're astronomical, and the amount of time and work that they're putting into it isn't even worth that much, but they're going back and they're turning them around and they're selling them for God knows how much, raising the property values for people who live there. If you're renting an apartment, they're going to force you out because they're going to have to raise the rent because they're going to have to keep up with the image, keep up with the appearance. And it's like once the property values go up, oh, we can start charging you more. On an off note, we're not going to make any improvements to your apartment, your building, your this, but we're just going to charge you more.
Where are the grocery stores with healthy food inside of them? Why don't you throw some money at that?
The areas that they're rebuilding in, why are they going to build something like so advanced when people know how the neighborhood is? They're not going to want to move there. Like, oh, there's all these shootings in that neighborhood and they're rebuilding there. I'm not moving there.
And it's so weird. You see boarded up house, this gigantic, big, new, pristine house.
Yes.
It's so out of place. And it's just so like you're just driving down the street and it just hits you like a truck. You're just like, where did this come from? And especially when they throw it up so fast. One day you're driving by and there's nothing there. The next day you're driving by and there's a house with four kids coming out and the dad's trying to get them in a minivan. Come on, Joey, get in the minivan. We got to get to school. Like, who is Joey? Where did Joey come from?
Wow. And then watch our school improve when there are no more black students left inside of it. Watch that happen. This whole neighborhood is improving, but at the expense of who? Like, I don't want to skate around this. This is definitely, of course, at the expense of impoverished people, but especially at the expense of black and brown people, because this was our neighborhood first. This is where things originated. So what happened? Who is this going to now? Why is somebody taking something that was ours, even if it's not technically ours? Why is somebody taking something that's ours and giving it to somebody else like they have the right to? I don't see myself in East Liberty anymore.
I don't know if I can agree with that, because I can still see myself in East Liberty. I don't know if it's because I've grown up there my whole life and it's just home to me. Because I think in a way it's good. It's taking down all the beat up, run down, rat, animal infested houses and putting something good there, something that someone can use. And in the same sense, you know, it's forcing people out. Maybe someone, do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's still being made for someone, and someone can still benefit from it, and someone is still getting good use out of it.
The only thing is those people who are getting good use out of it could move anywhere. People who have money already to move anywhere they could possibly want to move, kicking people out of their homes and taking away their neighborhood. It's not a good use to me. I feel like, to me, as much as it's improving or whatever we want to call it, it's still negative to me. If you choose to look away and say, oh, well, it's improving, let's just look away at all the families. What if you were that family? These people just, they have money. Like, that's, it's not going to such a great use. It's not like it's going to be families that really need it. Those families don't really need it. Families who really need homes aren't going to pay that much money for those condos.
I just wanted to touch on what Shania said about how people aren't going to want to move there because of the crime rate, the stereotype of the area. When I was at the Capitol in Harrisburg, I actually had the pleasure of shadowing Dan Frankel, and people were coming to him with their proposals because they were dealing with the state budget. And the one guy was a developer, and he helped develop the area where they knocked down that one apartment. I forget what it was called, but they have like little townhomes now. He was explaining that since they knocked that down and they created those townhomes, the crime rate level has dropped. And I think that was interesting because you're moving these people out that they can't afford like the new prices of the rent and stuff. So I think it's not so much about the crime rate. I think that it's more so what it looks like, and not so much who's living there, but like they're just trying to redo the whole area. They're trying to get rid of black and brown people like we were talking about as a whole. So like if you can pay it, you can pay it and you're going to stay there. But if you can't, you're going to move out to someplace else.
Now, Higher Achievement Scholars Rakaya, Faith, Samari, and Monica read original poetry about the importance of loving yourself for who you are.
My name is Rakaya Moore. I'm in fifth grade, and the title of my poem is The Beautiful Skin I'm In. My skin complexion is a beautiful color. It's as dark as a chocolate candy bar. My eyes are as black as a black panther. They help me to see I'm as beautiful as I can be. I love the skin I'm in. It reminds me of black history back then. It identifies who I am, as smooth as jelly and gel. My skin is as soft as a feather. It stays beautiful in any type of weather. That's why I love my skin. My skin is my best friend.
Hi, my name is Faith Murphy. I'm in the sixth grade, and the title of my poem is Brown. My skin is thicker than rubber and stronger than wind. It reminds me of my life within. Reminds me of the traumas and dramas, the thick and the thin, the sad times, the bad times, the moments of laughter, because I am Faith Murphy. I am brown and free, and that's who I will always be.
Hi, my name is Samari. I'm in the eighth grade. I go to Obama, and the title of my poem is called Black Princess. I am a black princess that stands hard and strong. I am beautiful in the skin I'm in. I am like a beautiful tidal wave. Why hate when there's love? Why fake when there's truth? Why hate your skin when you are supposed to admire it? The black skin I'm in, it's my history. Self-love is like a self-portrait. I'm amazing the way I am. I'm smart. I'm wonderful. Angels from above define who I am. Bullying, forget that. Us as a union should have self-love. No matter if you're tall, short, chubby, thick, or skinny, I love myself and so should you.
Hi, my name is Monica Jones. I'm in the fifth grade and I'm 10 years old and I go to Lincoln. My poem is called This Is Me. I am a strong person. I am bold for sticking up for others. I am smart when I accomplish new things. I am brave when I take risks. I am nice when I comfort others. I am beautiful inside and out. I am inspiring.
On our last segment, high school students at Oakland Catholic talk with City of Pittsburgh Councilwoman Erica Strasburger about their favorite things in the city and the development they see in homes and businesses.
If you were to describe Pittsburgh in three words, I would use livable, neighborly, cool, or like neat. But like not like clean. But like we are clean. We are actually so clean. Philadelphia is so dirty.
If I had to describe Pittsburgh in three words, I would describe it as beautiful, exciting, and home.
Mine are probably similar to Annie and Zoya's. Pittsburgh's very friendly. It's scenic. We have 446 bridges, the most in any city. And maybe cool, like Zoya said.
Do you guys have any favorite places you like to go or things to do here in Pittsburgh?
The museums here are great. They never get old. I could go to a museum every single day, never get tired of it.
My favorite thing about Pittsburgh would have to be the Three Rivers. I don't know how you can talk about Pittsburgh and not bring up the Three Rivers because I row on them all the time. And it's just really beautiful, and the bridges are so pretty, and just the architecture. It's really nice to look at.
It is such a unique city in a lot of regards. Like, it doesn't have that overly metropolitan feel. I see in neighborhoods like Bloomfield that did have a huge, like, these huge apartment buildings put in on the corner of Balm and Liberty. I see these, like, huge buildings coming in, and I'm like, are we going to lose this, like, really wonderful neighborhood feeling that Pittsburgh has? Because, like, Lawrenceville is cute and quirky and, you know, has houses everywhere, and it has a neighborhood feel with like a main business district. But also at the top of that hill, you have Penn Avenue and you have the Children's Hospital, and it's huge. And it really gives it this super crazy busy city feel that I'm scared Pittsburgh might lose.
Another point about Pittsburgh in general is how it has such a crazy culmination of so many different cultures and immigrants here. Squirrel Hill in particular, I know there is a Russian population. I don't know how big it is, but I remember my dad would just like make all these connections with anyone he heard speaking Russian. He would hear Russian and he would like go up and start talking to them in like automatic friendship.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express. Catch the future.